Kellogg's Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail!
It is daybreak at the northern boundary of Lost Forest. Along the banks of Beaver Stream, the sun barely peeps over the horizon, casting a crimson reflection in the swiftly moving water. Across the stream stretches a beaver dam made of leaves, dirt, and the trunks of trees. It took patience and hard work for the tiny beaver to build the dam, but the two men crouching over the bank care nothing about that.
What's taking so long, Nevada?
Take it easy, Carter. This ain't no toy I'm fooling with. Dynamite is mighty delicate stuff.
Well, hurry. Someone's liable to take an early morning walk.
You're as nervous as a coyote. Just got to connect this wire up. There.
What about the beaver and that dam, Nevada? Won't they be killed?
Say, that's right. Beaver. Who cares about a bunch of beaver? We're after gold.
All right, now come on, get going on it, there, boy. Let's roll.
Put up the money for equipment, Carter, and I'm running the show. If you don't like it, vamos. Now keep your head down and stay tight against that rock. I'm going to press the plunger. One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to... Look at that, Carter. 100 feet in the air. If that blast don't uncover the mother load, my name ain't Nevada Beasley.
All right, but we better move fast. Remember, we're on someone else's property.
It won't be the first time I jumped a claim. All we gotta do now is buy up this property before the owner realizes that he sold us a nice private gold mine.
This is one gold mine that means big adventure for Mark Trail.
And listen, if you'd like to hit the adventure trail, help build up strength, help build up energy, help build up strong bones and steady nerves with that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Whole wheat in its most delicious form, toasted flakes. That's Kellogg's Pep. Of course, it'll take more than one serving of Kellogg's Pep to help you build up like a lumberjack, but Kellogg's Pep with milk and sugar day after day will give you a powerhouse of food elements you need to build up strength, energy, and nerve to feel fit for fun when you hit the adventure trail. So put Pep in your breakfast bowl. Marvelous multi-flavored Pep has more vitamins than any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal. Why, just one serving gives you a full day's need of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. And mark this, PEP also stands for prize in every package. I'll tell you about those swell prizes in a little while. Meanwhile, remember, if you want to feel fit for fun when you hit the adventure trail, ask your mother when she goes shopping to bring you a package of Kellogg's Pep. That's Kellogg's Pep.
At Lost Forest Lodge, Mark Trail has just welcomed an old friend by the name of Jeff Wilson. Jeff has made a special secret trip to see Mark, and he brings with him some very disturbing rumors.
That's what I heard, Mark. They're saying that gold has been discovered on the border of Lost Forest.
Gold? Say, who started a crazy rumor like that, Jeff?
Well, I don't know who started it, but I'm not a radio newscaster for nothing. I have pretty good sources of information.
Oh, your sources are way off the beam on this one, Jeff. Someone's playing a joke on you.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't hold out on an old pal, would you, Mark?
Now, Jeff, don't look so suspicious. Why, there's no more gold around Lost Forest than there is in my pocket. And you know how much that is.
Mark! Oh, Mark!
In here, Scotty.
Mark, I... Oh, excuse me, I didn't know you had company.
Come in, Scotty. Meet Jeff Wilson.
Go
Glad to know you, sir.
Well, same here, Scotty. I've heard a lot about you from Mark.
Mark, I was just walking past Beaver Stream, and the whole stream is running wild.
What?
And that isn't all. I saw at least a dozen dead beaver floating on the water.
We'd better take a look at this right away.
Mind if I tag along, Mark?
Not at all, Jeff. Come on, Scotty. We've got to find out what's behind all this. That beaver stream didn't change course by itself.
What do you make of it, Mark?
I don't know, Jeff. Sometimes a stream will change its course after an earthquake or a cave-in, but that wouldn't explain these dead beaver.
Not a mark on them.
No, that's what's so strange. Come on, let's take a walk upstream. There's a beaver dam just across Lost Forest border.
Say, Mark, look at this.
What is it, Scotty?
A long, thin piece of wire. Now, what do you suppose that's doing at the edge of the woods?
Oh, probably some camper dropped it.
Let's see that, Scotty.
Here. I found it right alongside that rock.
Uh-oh. Hope this isn't what I think it is. Well, come on. The dam is just ahead.
There it is, right... Mark, it's gone.
Yes, I was afraid of that.
What do you mean, Mark?
It was blown away by dynamite, Jeff. And this wire that Scotty found behind that boulder was undoubtedly used to set off the charge.
And that's why there were no marks on those beaver. They were killed by the concussion.
Why would anyone dynamite a beaver, Dad?
I don't know, Jeff. It just doesn't make any sense. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
What's that you're picking up, Mark?
Maybe this is the reason.
It's only a piece of rock.
Yes, Gary, but look at it closely. See anything unusual?
No. Looks like any other rock to me.
What does
it look like to you, Jeff? Here. Think this is the reason for your story?
Certainly is, Mark.
Well, Jeff, I've got news.
You've got news. Pal, I'm the one who's got the news, and I'm going to tell the whole world about it. These tiny flecks embedded in this rock are gold.
Mark, your friend Jeff sure was excited about that hunk of rock.
I know. Wouldn't even listen to another word I said.
Listen, he was halfway back to the lodge before you could open your mouth. What do you suppose he's going to do?
I'm not sure, but frankly, Scotty, I'm worried. I happen to know something about gold ore. But knowledge doesn't help once people get the gold fever, Scotty. And Jeff's got it bad. Maybe my friend, but he's also a newscaster. Well, here we are. All right, hop out, Scotty.
United States Assay Office. Well, what are we going to do here?
Leave a little sample. Get proof for Jeff. In his state of mind now, he'd never listen to me without it.
Yep. Morning, gents.
Good morning. Is Mr. Carson in?
Nope. He don't work out of this office no more.
Oh, what about Mr. Begley?
He ain't here neither. You see, the government sent them down Clinton way. Ain't enough business around here no more.
Then you're in charge, Mr.?
Peabody is the name. Yep, I'm in charge, if you want to call it that.
And you do the assaying?
Nope, I send all the stuff to Clinton. I don't know nothing about assaying.
I see. Well, here. Will you see that samples are sent down to Clinton right away?
Oh, what you got? Jumping catfish. Gold.
Oh, you think so too, eh, Mr. Peabody?
Well, sure enough, looks like it. Where'd you find it?
Never mind that. Just shoot these samples down to Clinton. How long will it take to get a report?
Well, if I rush this stuff out now, might get word late this afternoon.
All right, I'll check with you later.
Wait a minute. Better give me your name.
Trail. Mark Trail. From Lost Forest Lodge.
Okay, Mr. Trail.
And be sure to rush this, will you?
Yep. And, Mr. Trail, if so be you're looking for a partner, keep me in mind, will you? With this kind of stuff, I'd do anything.
How much farther are you going to dig, Nevada?
Oh, just a couple of licks. Hey, Carter.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing, Carter, not a concern thing. Just take yourself a squint at this piece of rock I just broke off.
It's a nugget, a pure gold nugget.
Yep, sure looks like it. Carter, I think we hit the mother load.
How much gold do you think is under that stream bed, Beefy?
I can't rightly say, Carter. Now, if it was silver, I could tell you in a minute. But gold, well, that's a little out of my line. Up to now.
What? Do you mean you've never dug for gold before?
There ain't no gold in Nevada, just silver. Tell you one thing, though. From the looks of these samples we picked up, we got a mine that Why, it'll make the El Dorado and the Comstock look like they was gopher holes.
Let's not waste any time, Nevada. First, we'll leave this stuff at the assay office. Then we'll see about buying up this property.
Mark, you look worried.
You're right, Scotty, I am.
About the gold strike?
Uh-huh.
Gee, Mark, I don't see anything wrong with that. If there's gold near the border of Lost Forest, maybe there's some in Lost Forest, too. Why, we'd be rich.
There's an old saying, Scotty. All that glitters is not gold.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. Besides, you've never seen a gold rush, Scotty. I was up in Alaska when there was a gold rush on. You wouldn't like it. Fighting, looting, killing. No man safe in his own home. That's why I don't want the story to get out yet.
Mark, look on the road just ahead. 2 men.
No, I see them, Scotty.
What do you suppose they're doing in Lost Forest?
Well, we'll soon find out. Afternoon, gentlemen.
How you do?
Howdy.
My name is Trail. Can I be of any assistance?
No, thanks.
Well, this is private property.
Oh, it is? Well, we didn't know that. You see, we're butterfly collectors. Yeah. This looked like the habitat of a rare specimen we've been seeking for some time.
Butterfly collectors, eh?
Where's your net?
We don't use a net, boy. We just record what we've seen in a book. Of course, now that we know we've been trespassing, why, we'll leave immediately.
I suppose you're looking for the rare Danaeus plexippus only found in this vicinity.
Yes, exactly. I see that you know your butterfly, mister.
Oh, I know a little bit about them. Sorry to have to ask you to leave like this, but
we understand perfectly, Mr. Trail.
Yeah, you're dead blamed right we do. No hard feelings. Didn't find any of them Danish plexiglass anyhow. So long, fellas.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Nice meeting you, Mr. Trail.
Butterfly hunters and no net.
Why, Scotty, don't you believe those men were really hunting butterflies?
Ah, you're darn right I don't. Oh, Mark, you know those fellas were phonies. Why, when you asked them about Danaeus plexippus, they didn't know what you were talking about.
I know, Scotty, but I had to make certain. And I'm glad that you know that the Danaeus plexippus is the common monarch or milkweed butterfly, which is found all over the United States.
Why, sure. When you said it was rare, they agreed. But why do you let them get away when they're probably the men who blew up the dam?
They won't go far, Scotty. Not when they went to all that trouble to blast for gold. As the old saying goes, give them a little rope, maybe they'll hang themselves. I hope you'll understand, Mark. I have to have a portable transmitter sent here so that I can broadcast from Lost Forest right on the scene of the strike.
You mean you're really going to broadcast the story that gold has been discovered without verification?
Well, I saw it myself, didn't I?
Yes.
It'll be the biggest story of the year, Mark. Am I going to broadcast it?
Well, you might have asked permission before you set up your equipment here.
Well, I don't understand. What have you got against the broadcast?
Well, first of all, Jeff, you still can't be sure it's gold. And secondly, don't you know what'll happen the minute you release this story?
Sure. I'll get a raise.
Maybe, but that isn't all. Why, you'll start something that will make the California gold rush look like a tea party. People will stampede here from all parts of the country.
Oh, come on, Mark. It's private property.
Yeah, sure it is. But what does that mean to an unruly mob? Why, it'd take the United States Army to keep everyone out. Now, think it over, Jeff.
Mark, we've been friends for a long time. I'd like to help, but I... Well, my hands are tied. If I don't send this story out, someone else will. You can't keep a thing like a gold strike a secret, at least not for very long.
I know that. All I'm asking is enough time to get to the bottom of this madness.
All right, Mark. The equipment will be here in an hour. I was going to make a special broadcast, but I'll hold off until my regular 6 o'clock newscast.
But that only gives us a few hours.
I'm sorry, Scotty. It's the best I can do. Mark, if you can't do something to kill the story by 6... I'll have to break the news to the whole country.
As the newscaster delivers his ultimatum, Mark turns away, a look of utter despair on his face. How can he possibly get enough proof to have the story killed in such a short time? We'll continue in a moment, so stand by. Well, up until now, Mark Trail has always been able to handle whatever came his way.
And how about you? Will you be able to handle whatever comes your way next time you trot out to play shortstop in a ball game? Ooh, a hot liner. But you can handle it easier. For day after day, you've made Kellogg's Pep a main part of your breakfast. Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Ready to eat, fun to eat. Wonderful with milk and sugar. Well, there's one out. And a real slugger at the plate. over your head. But the left fielder makes a beautiful tumbling catch. I guess he's been eating Pep every morning like you have, storing up a powerhouse of food elements that help you build up strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves. And you sure need steady nerves now for... A hit! No, you leap in the air and grab it! That's three out! And you're getting a nice ovation. Yes, it really pays to eat Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, day after day. And it's a good idea to remember that PEP also stands for prize in every package. I'll be back to tell you all about those dandy prizes later on. Till then, mark this. If you want to really feel fit for fun, the cereal you want is... Kellogg's Pep!
Threatened with the ruination of Lost Forest, if the news of the gold strike leaks out, Mark has persuaded his friend, Jeff Wilson, to hold back the story for a couple of hours. It is now 4 o'clock, leaving Mark only 2 hours to find some way of stopping the broadcast and saving Lost Forest.
Hello? Yes, this is Mark Trail. No, I'm sorry. No, I don't have any information. It's nothing but a rumor. Very well. Goodbye.
Another one, Mark?
Yeah, Scotty. That's the fifth call this afternoon.
I tell you, Mark, if I don't break this story, one of the other newscasters will. It's spreading like wildfire.
Scotty, call Peabody at the Say office and see if that report is ready.
Okay, Mark.
There's just one chance to stop this, Jeff.
Well, I'd like to see you do it, Mark. I know what it means to you.
Hello, Mr. Peabody. I'm calling for Mr. Trail. Did you get that report in yet?
Nope, nothing yet. Should have been here by now, though.
No report yet, Mark.
Let me talk to him, Scotty. Hello, Mr. Peabody.
Howdy, Mr. Trail. I was just telling...
Yes, I know. Listen, Mr. Peabody, this is vital. Will you try to rush that report and call me immediately?
I'll do all I can, Trail. Those fellas don't like to hurry when they're testing ore. Might give the wrong report, cause a lot of trouble. But I'll get after them right away.
Thanks, Mr. Peabody.
That must have been Mark Trail you just talked to. Hey, Mr. Peabody?
Yep. Say, how in tarnation did you know that?
We're friends of Trail. In fact, you might say that we were, well, partners.
Oh, well, then that's all right. Because I wasn't supposed to tell anyone about the sample he brought here to be analyzed, but as long as you fellas are his partners...
That's right.
Well, sit down. I'll see what's holding up that report. Here she is, boys. Want to open it?
No, thanks. We'll let Mr. Trail have the pleasure of opening it himself. Thanks very much.
Don't mention it.
Nice work, Carney. You're as plumb sneaky as a bobcat.
Coming from you, Nevada, that's a compliment. You got a match?
Oh, sure. Here.
Thanks.
Hey, wait a minute. You're setting fire to that assay report.
That's right.
But you ain't read it yet.
What for? We know there's gold there. Mark Trail's anxious to get this report. When he hears we took it, what do you think he'll do?
Well, I reckon he'll come a-scooting after us.
Right. And when he does, that'll be the end of Mr. Mark Trail, the famous naturalist.
Hello, Mr. Peabody. Mark Trail. What about the assay report?
Assay report? Why, I gave it to your partners over an hour ago. Did they get back yet?
What'd you say? My partners?
Yeah, them two fellas who was in here when you called.
Wait a minute, Peabody. One of them dressed like a businessman, the other a short, white-bearded coyote with bow legs.
Yep, that's them, all right. Why, something the matter? They told
me... Never mind that now, Mr. Peabody. Just get me another report, will you?
Well, I can't till tomorrow.
I've got to have it now. Tell the Clinton office to phone it in.
What is it, Mark?
I'll explain later, Scotty. We've got to move fast.
Carter, what are we sawing this tree for?
A present for Mark Trail.
Doggone, I'm a prospector. Not a lumberjack.
You'll be a jailbird if we don't get rid of Martin Trail.
What do you suppose he's doing now?
Looking for us, I imagine. Easy there, that's about far enough. Yeah, one good tug on this rope and this tree will come toppling.
Yeah, but are you sure it'll fall the way you want it to?
Don't underestimate me, my old bearded friend. I was a campfire girl in my youth.
You sure have changed a heap since then.
Yeah, well, stop gabbing and hand me that rope. Yeah. And I swing it up high around the trunk and tighten it. There. Now, one quick jerk and this tree will fall right across that path, accidentally.
Yeah. With that trail, fella, under it.
Precisely.
What makes you so sure those fellas are still around here, Mark?
Oh, they must be, Scotty. When they took that report from Peabody, they knew I'd come looking for them.
Well, that doesn't make sense. If they know that, why would they stay around for you to find them?
That's what I intend to find out, Scotty. Hold it.
What is it, Mark?
Sort of heard something. There it is. You hear it?
Yes. What is it?
Stay behind me, Scotty, and walk carefully.
With a near splitting crash, the heavy tree falls to the ground, and Mark and Scotty disappear. We'll know what happened in just a moment, so keep listening.
Well, here they are. All the details on that prize you'll find in every box of Kellogg's Pep. It's a bright-colored plastic statuette, and there are 18 different kinds. Cowboys, Indians, football, baseball, and basketball players. Even animals. Say, why don't you collect them? Try and get all 18. They're fun. Each statuette has its own pedestal, so you can move them around in games, give them a ride in toy trains and boats, stand them in toy villages. And you don't have to spend a penny extra, mail a single box top, or wait a single day. Just open your box of Kellogg's Pep, and right there, inside its own cellophane envelope, will be your brightly colored statuette. Fun to find? You bet. But even more fun to play with. And you'll have still more fun eating every crisp, toasted flake of marvelous, multi-flavored Pep. So, when Mother goes to market, tell her to pick the package with P-E-P on the front. P-E-P for prize in every package. P-E-P for Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. That's Kellogg's Pep!
Laying a trap for Mark and Scotty, the two greedy gold hunters, Carter and Beasley, wait in ambush, holding a rope that is tied to a nearby tree. A tree sawed almost all the way through. When Mark and Scotty finally appear on the path, Carter and Beasley spring their trap. They pull hard on the rope, and the tree crashes earthward.
Hey, you think we got him, Carter?
I don't see him anywhere, do you?
Nope.
Well, they must be under the tree. We just can't see him for the leaves and branches.
Well, maybe we better take a look.
Right, but be careful. Well, this way.
Blast them, Beaver. When are they going to stop that infernal thumping?
Forget the Beaver, Nevada. We've got more important things to worry about.
Such as me, Carter.
What? It's Trail.
It isn't the ghost, Nevada.
Carter, get him.
I'll take that gun, Carter.
Look out, Mark.
Oh, my arm.
Drop that gun. Drop it.
Okay. Now get over there with your pal. Don't try any tricks.
Nice going, Mark.
I can't believe it. I thought you was caught under that tree.
Not quite, Nevada. You should have had that beaver stop thumping before you tried this stupid trick.
The beaver?
You mean that thumping noise they made?
A warned me that you were somewhere around here, Nevada. The beaver always makes a warning sound by slapping his long, flat tail against the ground. It serves to warn the other beaver that a tree is going to fall.
Don't you kid me. That's only when they cut down a tree themselves.
I didn't finish, Nevada. They also use that sound to warn other people of human beings. In this case, they warned us of you.
Hey, Mark, it's 5:45, and Jeff goes on the air at 6.
All right, you two, start walking, and walk fast. Here are your culprits, Jeff. These two started this whole gold stampede.
That's nice work, Mark, but how does that help?
We'll know as soon as we see that report from the assay office. All right, Carter, let's have that envelope.
Afraid you're out of luck, Mr. Trail. I don't have it.
What'd you do with it?
He burned it, Trail. Just lit a match and burned it. He's a bigger skunk than I am.
Well, I guess that's that, Mark.
Oh, but Jeff...
It doesn't change the fact that gold has been discovered.
You're on the air in 1 minute, Mr. Wilson.
Huh? Well, hand me the mic, will you? Hello? Yes, Mark Trail speaking.
What? You did? Are you sure? Wait a minute, Mr. Carson. I want you to talk to Jeff Wilson. Here, Jeff. Take this phone and listen. It's the assay office of Clinton.
Huh? Hello, Jeff Wilson speaking. Go ahead.
What? Say that again.
10 seconds and you're on, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, I'll be right there. What? Uh-huh. Yeah. Thanks very much.
You're on the air, Mr. Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jeff Wilson speaking to you from Lost Forest Lodge. I have a scoop for you tonight.
Mark, he's going to release
for the past 12 hours,
listen.
I have been tracking down the report that gold was discovered near Lost Forest. And I have just received a direct report from the United States Government Assay Office. And, folks, it wasn't gold at all. No, that bright yellow stuff that was found has proved to be pyrite, commonly known as fool's gold. And I'm happy to report that now Lost Forest can remain undisturbed for the protection of our country's wildlife. And just between you and me, folks, that's worth a lot more than any gold mine.
What's the matter, Mark? You look mad as a wet hen.
I am mad, Scotty. Look at this newspaper. The fishing column.
Let's see. It's The Limit by Ellerby Ames.
Yes, Ellerby Ames, the so-called fishing expert. He says, the best fisherman is the man who gets the most fish.
Oh, he's nothing but a fish hawk.
Yes, and a lot of innocent people are reading that and believing it. Well, I'm going to put a stop to it right now.
But on Wednesday, Mark finds it's not easy to stop Ellerby Ames. As he enters a contest where the stakes are high and the payoff is danger. Tune in, same time, same station on Wednesday, and find out what happens to Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
Remember to tune in then on Wednesday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail and Ben Cooper as Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Jerry Marvin, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.